The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Ear Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of August, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Good morning, Davey.
Good, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, I'm back. Well, you know, Sue's news is so good. People write in, we love you, Sue, and all that. So today, Sue just went for an extra couple minutes. And, you know, and Dave says, you going on today? I went, well, I was thinking about it, you know. But Sue does such a good job, man. Well, I let her take the first 15 minutes. What happened was the computer didn't jump when it came to that. So, you know, it does these things. So she's going for it. She must have, 2 hours of news sitting there. So anyway, Sue, thank you. And David, besides I'm Carl's back day, Carl's back. What are the national days we have?
It is National Pinot Noir Day.
Pinot Noir. Oh, that's a wine. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I guess is it a type of wine? I don't know.
You know, you're asking the wrong guy.
And, Pinot, looks like Pinot Noir.
I know it's what it looks like, but okay, we'll just skip along to the weather. Today, sunny. Can this be right? A high near 87.
All right.
Have you given me the right day and month and year? It is. Today, sunny with a high near 87 and a low around 63. Tomorrow, 92. And let me start going back up to 98, 104 by Friday, Saturday, 103, and Sunday, 101. But today, 87. Boy, that's great. And low around 63. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, out of Anderson, family-owned business, locally-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great people, the Kinney family. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. So, I was up in the, where was I? I don't know what
MODOK?
Yeah, but no, I know where I was. But did Linda talk about it at all?
Yeah, she said that you make this trip every year.
Yeah.
And you were with, I don't know, tens, maybe 50 guys or something?
Yeah, and that's about right. It was, 50 at least, maybe 50, 55. And we go up to the MODOK. It's called the MODOK Trail Ride or MODOK Tribal Ride. And it's up. It's always conducted in the Warner Mountains in MODOK County. And I belong to this organization. And the ones that are up there in MODOK County, they're the ones that put it together. They go out, and this year we were at Parsnip Springs, which is an incredibly beautiful place if you ever want to go up and camp there. I will tell you, it's a dry camp in the sense of there are no facilities there. However, there is so much water, streams coming through the whole area, and it's just absolutely beautiful. Big trees. I mean, huge trees up there. Quiet. And when it gets dark, it's dark. And the stars are just beautiful. Stars are just beautiful. So there's probably, I don't know, around 50 of us up there. And we arrive at the assembly area on Wednesday. Picked up my good buddy John. And we had the horse trailer and two horses, and my Chevy truck took us up to the assembly point. And, I mean, you're on dirt roads, and then until you get there, everybody leaves their trailers and trucks there. They have lunch when you get up there. You know, I think it was hamburgers or something, just cooked right there. Everybody saddles up and goes on for a two-hour ride up to the campground through a trail that they mark themselves, and as the last person and the drag crew comes through, they just pull down all, it's marked by pink ribbons, you know, like neon red and pink. And they'll pull them down as we go by, so we don't leave anything. Up to the campground where there's the cooking area with a big barbecue smoker type thing and a bunch of grills with propane and then a bar and a stage and then all the plastic tables and, the setup tables and chairs are there. So we have a place to sit down. And we tied the horses up on the hill. John and I stayed up on the hill there. Most everybody else was down in the in that little valley there. But we wanted to stay up closer to the horses. And also it's quieter up there. Not that it's that loud, but it's just quieter. The event was great. Just great. You see people you haven't seen in a year. I mean, people here from Redding that I don't see, police officers, John, was one, another John, police officer, police lieutenant. There's a great guy. He's been on the show before. Brent McCurdy, who works for the city, seeing him. I don't see, you don't see these people except on maybe, Facebook. And we have this guy, entertainer, comes out of Nashville. He's a singer named Vince Marino. And he is just, he's funny, he's good, and he rides with us. So, and he would sing, I think he'd sing every night, an hour or so. But the rides we went on, and we get up there on Wednesday and, get everything situated. Thursday morning we went on a 7-hour ride. Now, I will say we stop several times for water breaks or beer. Water or beer. And it gives the horses a rest and everybody, again, you're chatting with different groups of people and all this. And then we got back from that, taking care of all the horses, making sure the water, every day people are going up and getting their horses at least three times a day and bringing their horses down to water them at least three times a day. And, bring them down the hill, either putting them in the springs or they had a big watering trough there. Use that. They had a one spigot shower that was run by some kind of propane thing and it would work sometimes. So you'd either get warm water, then hot water, then cold water. So you had to really time it. And one of our guys got all soaked up and the whole thing just stopped. So he goes out and lays in one of these streams. Let me tell you, these streams are cold. It was just applause. We had to give them applause for that. The food was, they had a cook they've had for, a couple of decades. Well, he aged out and they hired this other cook. Well, 2 months before we left, this guy says, I'm not going to go. I can't make it. So they had to do all the cooking themselves, the group that was up there that set all the stuff up, and they just did a magnificent job. Just a magnificent job. We had a prime rib one night, steak. When we left, the morning we left, we had these huge, the tortillas and the meat, potatoes, eggs, all that stuff in it. So, but the rides themselves were just beautiful. We had a play day on, if we call it play day, on Friday, where it's roping and horse events, pole bending, keyhole. Of course, all the newbies, as we were last year, have to do the boot race, where they race across, probably about 100 yards. They get to their pile of boots it's one boot that's been taken off. So they have to go down there and put that boot on and get back on the horse and ride back. Whoever gets back first wins. Sounds easy, right? Well, they ride down there. Boots are covered in flour. So they've got to find the boot. Now last year it was a free for all. It was chaotic. Flour in the air, a cloud of flour, boots flying through the air. This year the guys would find a boot and hand it to their partner. Now what they neglect to tell you is that they'll fill your boot up with horse manure, pine cones. So you got to empty all of that stuff out before you get your foot back in the boot, then get back on your horse and ride back. When you're in the middle of it, it's not as hilarious as it is when you're watching it. And when you're watching it, oh, you're just about rolling on the ground. So, and then the roping and mugging and things like that. Branding, but you don't brand them. You used a branding iron, but it's got a white paint on it. So no animals, you know, branded for real. So that was a brief synopsis of it. There's stories about Fireball Fred, you know, horses will be horses. Horses are escape artists. They'll get loose. Somehow they'll get loose. And the first night we had cattle intermixed with the horses. So it was a great trip, though. Super trip. There's no cell coverage, first of all. You ride through a spot, there might be a bar. So if you see that, if somebody says, there's a bar, I know this is really funny, but everybody gets on their phone and text. You know, you try to send a text to somebody. So I try to text Linda, I'm alive. So, all right, we have to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. There's a lot of things to talk about. A lot of stuff happened. What are you all doing when I'm gone for 4 days, and you're going to redistrict California? Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. There'll be cowboys in heaven.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMV soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning, and on the line is Anne Marie. Anne Marie, take as much time as you want, Anne Marie. I ran late. So, good morning.
Well, good Monday morning, yes. And welcome back, Carl.
Thank you. And welcome to Community Calendar, sponsored by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Your turn.
Today? Ooh, go ahead.
No, I said it's your turn.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, today, Monday, August 18th, is National Ice Cream Pie Day, National Fajita Day, and National Mail Order Catalog Day. Tuesday, August 19th, is National Aviation Day. Wednesday, August 20th, is National Radio Day. Thursday, I know, got to celebrate that. Thursday, August 21st, National Senior Citizens Day. And Friday, August 22nd, is National Surgical Oncologist Day. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to Josh and Norma and all the wonderful volunteers at the American Cancer Society Discovery Shop in Reading. Today, August 18th, they are having a walk on the wild side event, focusing on their selection of fierce and wild merchandise. They will be open 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. today and are located at 1313 Hartnell Avenue in Reading. For more details, check them out on Facebook at American Cancer Society Discovery Shop Reading. Additional hours of operation are listed on their Facebook page, and you can always give them a call at 530-221-3970. Another chance, Animal Welfare League is hiring and will hold open interviews this morning from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at their thrift store location in Palo Cedro, 9384 Deschutes Road, inside the Holiday Market shopping complex. Must be 18 years or older, and please bring a copy of your resume. For more details, visit Another Chance Animal Welfare League on Facebook. Shasta County Sheriff's Office is hiring. They have sworn and unsworn positions available. For more information and a list of positions, check out Shasta County Sheriff's Office on Facebook. The Shasta Trinity National Forest Service is hiring. They are accepting applications right now. For more information, visit usajobs.gov and also check them out on Facebook. Well, it's back to school time again. If you are a fourth grade teacher in Shasta or Trinity County, inquire about getting an America the Beautiful fourth grade pass for your students via Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. You can also schedule a park ranger to visit your class and distribute the passes and introduce the students to our national parks. More information on this can be found on the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area Facebook page. Town Fire Shasta Trinity Unit will be doing a two-day fuel reduction project along Dersh Road on Monday, August 18th and Tuesday, August 19th, starting around 8 a.m. each morning. Today, the fuel reduction will take place between Bear Creek and Franciscan Way. Tomorrow, work will continue from Franciscan Way to Millville Plains Road. Now, this will impact traffic in the area, and you should expect delays till about 3 p.m. in the afternoon. And those delays will be about 10 minutes or so. There will be a pilot car operating in the area. For more information, call 530-225-2418. The Reading City Ballet Company will hold an audition information meeting for the Nutcracker on Wednesday, August 20th at 7 p.m. at 935 Locust Street in Reading. You can register at readingcityballet.org. Actual audition for the Nutcracker will take place on Saturday, August 23rd. Audition times are 10 a.m. for children 6 to 9, 11 a.m. for children 10 to 13, 12:30 p.m. for advanced dancers for 13 and over, and 2:30 p.m. for teen and adult character parts. For more information, call 530-709-1205 and visit readingcityballet.org. You know, there's always something happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading, like the Discover Steampunk exhibit, now running through September 1st. These exhibits are free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. For more details and additional programming, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. And that's a cool exhibit. I checked it out, and that was a lot of fun. And speaking about Turtle Bay Exploration Park, mark your calendars for their Deaf and Hard of Hearing Awareness Day, which will take place Saturday, September 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be ASL interpreters on hand during the walk on the wild side animal shows at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., as well as free park admission for those deaf and hard of hearing. Now, more details can be found on the Turtle Bay Exploration Park Facebook page or online at turtlebay.org. And mark your calendars for the second annual Honoring Our Heroes golf tournament, with proceeds benefiting the Reading Veterans Home, and that will take place at Gold Hills Golf Course in Reading on October 10th. But I mention it now because they are actively looking for sponsors and teams to register. More details about this golf tournament can be found on the Veterans Home of California Reading Facebook page. And finally, just a quick save the date going forward. The Shasta District Fair Craft Fair and Swap Meet dates are coming up, and they are September 13th and 14th, November 15th and 16th, and December 6th and 7th. For more information and details, visit ShastaDistrictFairAndEventCenter.com. And that is a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Well, Anne Marie, thank you so much. You're going to have to tell David where you find your events, because we have a completely different set of events than you have. So maybe he can call you.
Oh, do you really?
Well, no, I mean, you know, not events. I'm sorry, not events, but your, you know, national day. Yeah, your national days. Where do you find that?
Okay. I have a source.
Okay. Well, perhaps
I'll talk to you guys after the program.
Okay, yeah. You know, maybe David will give you a call, and we'll find out what that is. Because you've got some great days in there, like National Radio Day and Peach Cobbler Day and stuff like that. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, young lady.
Thank you. Have a great week, everyone.
You too. Hey, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, for all your insurance needs. You can give them a call at 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Horst. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst, the Windshield Whisperer. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take a chance on your safety or family's safety. Why don't you bring your vehicle down if you're not sure? A car, truck, SUV, or RV, ones with the big windows, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Takes the vehicle into a climate-controlled area there and works his magic. Never heard anybody have one complaint about the work that Jeff Wurst does. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, let's talk redistricting. State of California is getting into revenge politics because Texas supposedly is redistricting. Newsom says we should do that. Now, that's like having two children, come up and one does something wrong. And you say, you can't do that. Well, he did it. It's a child's argument. I'm not surprised that Newsom and the Democrats are doing this, but here's what it is. There was, an article written by a woman by the name of, Jeannie Ray, who, trust me, is a strong Democrat. Does not like Trump. But she was on the independent commission that the Voters First Act created, the California Citizens Redistricting Commission, in 2008, an independent body consisting of people who reflect the state's diversity. And they are the ones that made up the districts. Well, now, Newsom and his cabal want to change the districts to do what? Yeah, there you go. The donkey bray. Yeah. We have a toilet flushing? We can find that one, too. The voters approved the independent commission to end the backroom gerrymandering that Newsom wants, is asking for. And how's he going to ask for it? He's going to have a special referendum with a secretly drawn plan by the Democrats that leaked out, by the way, and we're going to talk about specifics in that. And once they have a 200-something thousand dollar election, is it more than that? Find out how much that election, that special election, maybe it's going to be $2 million. I'm not sure. Anyway, what they want to do is redistrict California to make sure that more Democrats get elected. I mean, I think there's only 9 Republicans out of the whole state of California that have a congressional district, and they want to change 5 of these 9 to make them Democrat. Oh, it's because Texas is doing it. Texas didn't have a redistricting commission, citizens redistricting commission that we had, that we have voted on. Yeah. And again, it's Texas. It's not California. And as the lady who wrote, as a registered Democrat, would celebrate replacing members of Congress, blah, blah, blah. But it's not the voters who were able to mandate these fair, nonpartisan redistricting. No, it's going to be the politicians. It's just wrong. It's just wrong, my friends. And like I said, Newsom says it's because of the threat of Texas Republicans. So now we play revenge politics. And Newsom said, well, maybe other blue states will do it too. Right now, majority of the states, by far, are controlled by Republicans. So does every red state decide to redistrict and gerrymander? And gerrymander, and you know what a gerrymander is, they come up with the strangest ways of drawing a district so they can make sure is that one side or the other is going to win. The whole thing, the whole concept is wrong. And right now, 2/3 of you, my friends, my listeners, my Democrat friends, my Republican friends, my independent friends, we're against this. So when they put this up, and as we get closer, we're going to be talking about this and how to vote no against it. Or they may write it in such a way you might have to vote yes, because you know how convoluted, and again, the Democrats are. And how, you know, this is just sneaky and wrong. And if it was Republicans doing it in the state of California, I'd say that. Am I going to comment on Texas? No. Why? I don't live in Texas. But here's some examples. Our district, District 1, which is the North State. Agriculture, ranching, recreation up here. Small towns, you know, what, 1 million people, because that's what it takes. They're going to change the Moffitt district. It would move south and west into Chico, a region with more Democrat voters. Kevin Kiley's third district, which had parts of the eastern Sierra and pick up left-leaning areas of Sacramento and Folsom. David Villardo's 22nd district would stretch north into the Fresno suburbs, which is Democrat. Representative Ken Calvert's 41st district would be redrawn from a lean Republican to a safe Democrat by including larger swaths of Palm Springs, Palm Desert, and La Quinta. Darrell Issa's 48th district would shift from a safe Republican to leaning Democrat by bringing in more voters from North San Diego County and the San Diego metro area with higher voter registration among Democrats or independents. So let's just redistrict all of California so there'll never be a Republican that wins anything in the state of California. And they think that's right. They think it's right. They don't think it's right. They're doing it because they can. Because you have a supermajority of Democrats in the legislature, my friends. We have Senator Daley and Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick. Two really, really good people. When's the next time, you know, when they go, well, you know what, we don't have enough votes here. We want to make it. It's already a supermajority, but let's just change their districts. They can do that. Now, they're saying, oh, it's only through the 2030 election. Just, you know, we just want it because of Trump. Well, what if a Republican wins the next one? Will you do anything to hold the House? Obviously, you will. You know, when you see things like this, after we've already voted in 2008 for the Citizens Redistricting Commission to have it totally negated by Newsom and his cabal is wrong. And I would hope that any independent thinking person in California would vote against this. Are you willing to just change everything? Literally do away with the way it was drawn by citizens and change it totally like this. This really irritates me that they would do something like this. Again, I'm not talking about Texas. I don't care about Texas. I care about the state I live in and made my home here and where I want to stay. You know, everybody talks about getting out of California. Most everybody. Most people would like to see California change the tax structures, how they do things. I just got a tax bill that I've never had before. Our bookkeeper here just handed it to me. Never had this tax before, ever. $781. Where's this coming from? I have no idea. So now I've got to go to the Franchise Tax Board and call whoever's, you know, whatever my representatives there and find out just what is this thing? Why am I getting a tax bill like this? Well, there's been no change. We have a CPA that pays our taxes. We've never been questioned anything. And it's, you know, from the station. Why? Well, it's going to take me probably days to figure this out. And so this is, something else that some people could say the state of California is out of control. And it is. And things continue to happen here. But this one, we, the citizens, we, the people, can stop this revenge politics. We can stop it ourselves just by voting against this new redistricting, this gerrymandering, which takes away our rights up here, especially in the North State, especially if you're a Republican, which is a real minority in the state. But we should have some representation. And our Citizens Committee thought so, too, and that's why they drew it. And Newsom wants to change it. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry store of choice. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It has a watch repairman, stone cutters, jewelry designers, a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices, been established for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated, really good people, and voted 3 times the best in the North State. That's Four Winds Jewelry. That's why we go there. That's why we've been going there for, I don't know, how about 18 years? They made our wedding rings at Four Winds Jewelry. We knew we were never going to leave. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Renters, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:48 in the morning here on the 18th of August, 2025. It's going to be 87 today, it says. I find it just so hard to believe it's only going to be that. By the way, when I say how much it costs, and so why would I even say 200,000? 200,000 is how much gas Gavin Newsom gets from the taxpayers every year, I'm sure. No, it's $200 million for the special election that two-thirds of the voters when they're taking polls are against. Two-thirds. So how much money are they going to spend to convince us? Oh, no, this is a good idea. Look at what Texas does. Again, I don't live in Texas.
Pardon me, Carl. I see another one that says $250 million.
Well, let's go. Let's just split the difference. It's only going to cost $225 million for the special election that nobody wants.
They forgot inflation.
Yeah.
That first one.
Hey, you ever wondered what is the most commonly stolen car in America is?
Honda Civic?
No.
No?
No. The Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 tops the list. most stolen vehicle for 2022 to 2024 models. It's 39 times more commonly stolen than the national average for all vehicles. The standard Camaro was 13 times higher than average. Now, you want to know, let me just see. And of course, it's a muscle car. These like muscle cars. I drive them around, do donuts and all those things. Camaro thefts, just the Camaro stuff itself, declined after the introduction of a push-button start system in 2016. However, thefts begin to arise again and begin to rise again in 2023, peaking in March 2024. That month, there were 18.3 theft claims per 1,000 insured Camaros. Well, I don't have to worry about that. Now, last year, California ranked highest in the frequency of theft claims for these vehicles. Tennessee, Mississippi, Maryland, and Texas followed. And so General Motors in March of this year introduced a software update for the 20 to 24 Camaro model, saying it's going to be harder to steal, but they don't have any, you know, statistics on that. Okay, here's the highest theft rates. Chevrolet Camaro ZL1 Acura TLX four-wheel drive. Chevrolet Camaro. Okay. GMC Sierra 2500 Crew Cab four-wheel drive. My buddy's got one of those. Better tell him. The Acura TLX two-wheel drive. GMC Sierra 3500 Crew Cab. Chevrolet Silverado 3500 Crew Cab. Dodge Durango, Land Rover, Ram 1500 Crew Cab Short Wheelbase, the Honda CR-V, GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab, BMW X7 Four-Wheel Drive. So, and you said the Honda Civic or something like that. It used to be Toyota's was right up there in the top.
Yeah, so, 2018, the Honda Civic was the most stolen car.
Well, I tell you,
is old.
Teslas, you ready? Teslas have got three in a row here. Model 3, Model Y, Model 3 two-wheel drive. The other ones had four-wheel drive on them. And then a Toyota RAV, and then a Tesla model, another one. So you got Teslas in the top, oh, I guess it looks like the top 25. So... my truck, by the way, is not even on the list. Pulled that three-horse trailer and two horses up in the middle of nowhere. Never had a problem. Great truck. I better go out there and check. Maybe it's, you know, see if it's still sitting behind the, behind the station. Okay. All right. Gosh, you know, okay, I won't talk about the trip anymore, but I will talk about Odina the Wonder Horse. Odina the Wonder Horse has a tendency when we're out in the field. She's curious. She's smart. She's curious. She looks around. She looks around. She's walking. She'll, if you're on a country path, and you could drive a car down it or something. She'll wander from one side to the other. She's looking. Well, we're out there, and there's so much stuff to look at. Well, she wants to look, but when she does, there's logs everywhere. We're stepping over logs. We're stepping over rocks. And probably for the first, 20 minutes, she stumbled everywhere. So I would start stopping her and letting her start looking. So she'd stop looking around. And once she got that into her head, we were fine, including stepping over a log that I didn't know how. I watched the horse. We were like third in the line. Watched the first two horses go over it. And I thought, I wonder how she's going to handle this because we've never stepped over anything that big. She did great. So Odina the Wonder Horse came out. She did find out how to escape. She escaped twice. She and the other horse that was with us, Blackjack. John was up in where our two cots were. He was laying there, you know, in the afternoon. And he looks up, and Blackjack and Odina are standing by his cot, head to tail, just standing there. Yeah. They got loose. So I'd come over and see John, see how he was. Anyway, and here's what I like to, you know, there's people out there that, you know, I talk to about this. God, Carl, I'd really like to go on something like this. And they would be great. You would have a wonderful time. The only thing is you have to have a horse. That's the only rule. You can't just come up there. You got to have a horse so you can participate. Well, a lot of people aren't going to get a horse for a one ride. So now I am thinking, how will I do this? Because I'd love to bring my son and my grandson up here for this. They'd have a wonderful time. At least my son would. My grandson, he'd be drinking a lot of water out there because you can't drink beer. So how do you find horses for people for something like this? I mean, you know, you, of course you can rent them, but, and there was talks about getting somebody that would rent out horses, but he needs at least five people that would rent the horse. Now, you know, it's going to be some money to it. I mean, not astronomical, but still money. But with that, you would have the horse. They would bring you the horse saddled, bridled, all ready to go. You ride it during the day. And when you come back that night, you get off the horse and you hand the horse back to the wrangler. That's a good deal. You don't have to worry about the horse. You don't have to worry about taking them down, watering them. You don't have to worry about any of that. So, but if you've got a horse and you're interested about something like this and you want to talk about it, we've got several people here in town that go up. We all go up, in fact, kind of convoy up in four or five, trucks and horse trailers carry anywhere from two to, four horses up there. If you're interested, just give me a call here at the station or send me, PM me on my Facebook page and I'll give you a call. More than happy to talk to you about it and, what it costs, what it's like, what kind of shape does your horse have to be in, all of that. So, okay. We're talking about, again, we go back to transparency. And, we had the Brown Act, and then after the Brown Act, they had Public Records Act, and, things that would, so people could see what was going on. The legislature largely exempted itself from a lot of this, so that you don't really get into it. And one of the things we're talking about, of course, is the redistricting. Kept everything, they drew it themselves. Everything is on the QT, and even though it affects all of us here. Another example is they have an unwritten rule that prohibits legislators from actually discussing changes in their bills during committee meetings, especially rendering such hearings to meaningless charades. There's a massive project to build a new annex to the Capitol itself. The legislature has exempted the project from the CEQA and refuses to release details on what is being built or its cost, which appear to be massive despite the state's chronic multi-billion dollar budget deficit. It also requires people involved in the project to sign non-disclosure pledges to keep the details secret. This is our legislature. This is our legislature, the one of the people that's doing this. Assembly Bill 1392 would exempt home addresses of public officials and political candidates from being revealed. Now, they're saying it's a safety measure. However, it would make it impossible to determine whether officials actually live in the districts they represent. And we have found this has happened. This has happened. This has happened, in the last 10 years. They're living in a different district. They want to make local government activities less transparent. One measure now pending is Assembly Bill 699, is the latest of several efforts to allow proponents of a local bond measure to omit tax consequences from ballot summaries, but rather place them in the pamphlets instead of saying, how much is this going to cost? Right on it. This is going to cost taxpayers this much. No, you got to get into the pamphlet itself, and people don't even do that. And then Senate Bill 707 would make it easier for some local agencies to conduct their meetings via the Internet, which means less people would be able to see it, less people be able to comment. This is your Democratic Assembly and Senate at work. Okay. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect are going to be with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical
Center. News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Church leaders and parents' rights groups throughout California gearing up for a massive effort tomorrow aimed at derailing State Assembly Bill 495. It's being called a child trafficker's dream because it allows strangers to remove children from public schools or daycare centers without their parents' permission. Karen England is president of the Capital Resource Institute in California. She says every parent in America should be concerned.
Well, on the 19th, we're having a big rally, press conference, and lobby day where we're hoping thousands of citizens come and send them out to lobby the senators to oppose this bill. This bill has been flying under the radar, and so we need to stop this bill because it goes to the Senate floor, and if it passes, it goes straight to the Governor Gavin Newsom. So we have to stop it on the 19th.
More information on AB 495 can be found on the website realimpact.us. On the heels of Friday's meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Alaska, today President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky, European and NATO leaders at the White House. The outer bands of Hurricane Erin have been lashing Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with heavy surf, flooding rains, high winds. North Carolina's Outer Banks anticipate similar conditions in just a few days as Erin passes by offshore.
Locals here are really hardy, and they're used to this kind of thing. It's so beautiful outside. It's hard for people to feel like there's a hurricane coming when it's as gorgeous as it is outside.
Angela Taws, co-owner of a supermarket in Buxton on the Outer Banks. Some folks are clearing out. Others, though, battening down the hatches, preparing to ride this one out. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading 11 points higher, the NASDAQ 30 points lower, and the S&P is off 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Bolivia's presidential election headed for a runoff vote without the governing left-wing socialists who have been in power for two decades.
The current frontrunner is a man called Samuel Doria Medina. He is one of the country's wealthiest businessmen. He's known for building the country's fullest skyscraper and for bringing Burger King to Bolivia. He is a center-right candidate who is pledging to cut subsidies to try and reduce government spending and also cut taxes for businesses, try and boost investment in the country while also maintaining some social spending on things like poverty reduction programs.
The BBC's Ione Wells. Rescuers have recovered dozens more bodies from the rubble of collapsed homes in northwest Pakistan. That brings the death toll to at least 277 as authorities defend their response to the flooding that gripped the region. News and analysis, townhall.com. Health-conscious Americans are shunning alcohol in growing numbers.
The shift is driven by younger adults ages 18 to 34, of whom 66% say even one or two drinks a day is bad for your health. Even people who drink told pollsters they're drinking less. While moderate drinking was once thought to have benefits for heart health, recently researchers say there's overwhelming evidence that alcohol consumption leads to negative health outcomes and is a leading cause of cancer. The poll finds beer is still the top choice among men, while women were more likely to reach for a glass of wine. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Postal Service facing congressional attempts to strip billions of dollars in federal electric vehicle funding.
Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she plans to go ahead with a bill, one that would rescind what's left of the $3 billion in federal money that was set aside for EV purchases by the post office. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're having the kitchen painted.
Oh.
And Linda was at 6 o'clock this morning trying to put parts back in the kitchen, but the painter's still coming back. He quite hadn't finished yet. Linda's so happy, and she's been wanting to get that kitchen painted. And so now,
well, you're lucky that she didn't put new counters, oh, yeah, new refrigerator, dishwasher, new stove.
I'm blessed. I gave her my debit card, and when I came back, I just said, "Yeah, she no, but she was real good." 8:06 in the morning, and the news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's here at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. You got to get a hold of Anne-Marie. Find out where does she find these, these days. Because obviously she's got a better source than we do. And we've been using that same source probably forever. But this one seems to find new things besides, what is it today? National Pinoa Day.
And it's also National Fajita Day, which is a good pairing.
Okay, now that's okay, National Fajita Day. Hey, today it's going to be sunny with a high near 87 and a low tonight around 63, and it's going to start warming up after that. But it's only going to be 92 tomorrow. And Wednesday, up to 98. And Thursday, we're back into the triple digits through next Sunday, 104, 104, 103, and 101. So, you really enjoyed today.
Today's gorgeous. I went out and watered this morning at 63 degrees.
Yeah, you know, we were up in the Warners. It was still 88, 90 degrees.
Really?
Up there, yeah, way above Alturas up in there.
Hard on the horses.
No, it's not too bad. We rest the horses. We have a lot of breaks when we're up there because, you know, it's a varied terrain, and they're stepping over trees and rocks and going, you know, up and down hills. Mm-hmm. It's all cross country. But it's, you know, it's, we take our time. No horses were injured.
That's so great. That's great.
A couple guys fall off. But, hey, you know, we have, you know, and we have a veterinarian is with us the whole time. So that's cool.
Good deal.
And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The Kinney family are just great people. They help a lot of people out here in our community. Third generations of the Kinneys are running that business. Shasta Gas Propane, you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Susan Wilson and the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
Good morning. And you brought with you, sir, Sue.
Another Sue.
Kermode. Kermode?
Kermode, yeah.
Kermode, okay. And there's somebody else, but she's not here.
She'll be here in a minute, but she's
excuse me,
working with a kid.
I'm still coughing up dust. Linda took a Q-tip today. She says, wait a minute. I mean, I've only taken like 4 showers since I've been home. she goes, gets in my ear. She goes,
you're dirty.
Yeah, I mean, there's little creases in there. So she takes care of me. Okay, so what are we talking about?
So, Sue, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us why you're here, and let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do and see if we can get an audience for you.
Okay. I'm with the Anti-Racism Task Force at the First Methodist Church, and we, along with the Shasta Beloved Community, and Sherry Gans are presenting a musical event to raise funds for humanitarian relief for Gaza. The event will be hosted at St. James Lutheran Church on Friday, September 5th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. There will be participants from the Islamic Center, the First United Methodist Church, Second Baptist Church, musicians from all over Shasta County are coming together. They're donating their time, talents, and funds.
Uh-huh.
The community's welcome to come and go between performances. Food will be available, and we're just asking for a donation. So come for the entertainment and stay for dinner.
Well, so playing and praying for peace and a fundraiser for Gaza.
Yes.
So are there a lot of these going on in the nation, or is this the first one we've had around here, or what?
First one we've had around here.
And so how do we know all the money gets down to the people?
I'm glad you asked that.
Well, you know, I have to ask that because, you know, what we've been seeing is, you know, when Hamas was in charge, they were stealing a lot of it. You know, I mean, millions going in there, but never making it down to the people. And I've experienced this before when I was in Somalia. You know, they were controlling the food and all, you know, they were trying it. The only way that we were able to feed people was literally take over. And so we could, you know, push the warlords out so we could, you know, save people. They were starving their own people. And with this on, with, of course, everybody in the world knows what's going on in the Gaza. But how do we know for sure that the money's going to make it down?
Let me just say.
May I introduce?
Yes.
May I introduce? This is Sherry Gann.
Sherry, hi, Sherry.
So wonderful to
joining.
Be here.
Thanks for joining us today.
And I'm so glad that Sue is going to answer this. But what you've just said about Hamas, it has not been proven. I just wanted to make that disclaimer that it might not be Hamas that is was stealing the food.
Who was stealing it?
I don't think it got there. Yeah.
Didn't so, I think there's a lot of food stealing trucks, in these things.
The well, trucks no, haven't been rolling for months. But anyway, I'll let Sue answer because she knows.
I think that's what people would ask. You know, it's not that they mind giving or anything, but how do we know it's getting to the people? Okay. It's like any charity you give to. How much of the money you give to a charity makes it down, you know, to where the rubber meets the road? Okay.
Yeah. For one thing, we know that there are 22,000 trucks sitting at the border that haven't been able to cross.
Okay.
So that's where a lot of the relief is. We did our research. Humanitarian relief agencies, they're doing their best to reach the communities, but the people are still starving, so they're not getting through. We're working with Global Ministries, and that's a United Methodist Committee on Relief, or UMCOR, and they've stated that the people of Gaza have experienced suffering that is so deep that it's going to be felt for generations. But Global Ministries, or UMCOR, started working with partners that are actually in Gaza. So they're not waiting to get across the borders. And they started shortly after the conflict started in October of 23. And they've worked to deliver medicine, medical supplies, support for hospitals, mobile clinics, and hygiene kits, food. They've partnered with regions and the United Nations that continue to support our brothers and sisters in Gaza. But they've worked with groups that are set up in the communities where the relief stations are. They have partnered with chefs in the area to build food and then take it in. They have worked with youth groups that are already there in the area that go in and see who needs the food the most and then gets it to those food without worry about contamination.
Well, how do they get? Does it come directly to them somehow? You say that they're blocked at the border. So how do they get their food? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Because they're partnering with groups that are already in there.
Okay, so there's already non-government agencies in there and all this that can make sure the food, medicine, and water gets to them, right?
Right.
So these other trucks that are sitting at the border, they're not affiliated with anybody?
Oh yeah, they are. They're affiliated with different charity groups.
And they just, but How can they get theirs? Because I'm wondering, how do they get their stuff to them and the other ones don't?
Well, they haven't been able to cross the border.
Well, even the ones that are in, the ones we're talking about, that said they're able to get the people food and all that?
Okay, they're working with groups that are already within.
Right, that's what I mean. So you're saying the ones that are on the outside aren't...
haven't been able to cross in, but if they're already in...
It'll come in.
If you use the advance code, number 14908A, that's 14908A, that guarantees that any donations go directly to Gaza Relief.
Okay, and Gaza Relief is run by...
We're working...
United Methodist.
By the United Methodist.
Yeah, we're working with that.
So
group.
When it comes to them, they make sure then the food goes
yes.
out.
Yes, and 100% of donations.
As opposed to all these other, you know, as we know, people of low lifestyles that will try and gather money. You know, give money for people from... They don't care. And it'll never make it there.
Well,
so you want somebody that's already on the ground, boots on the ground,
yes.
that is going to be coming to them. And the Methodist?
United Methodist.
United Methodist is on the ground.
And all administrative costs are absorbed by the churches.
Okay, so
100%. Donate, 100% goes to relief.
Now, how did he get the food there? I mean, I'm just wondering. After this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Max, and we're going to talk about that, so just hang on, everybody. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And Judy Maxwell's been helping people since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Look, if you're looking for a second opinion on your retirement plans or your 401ks, why don't you give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, and we're real happy there. We'll be right back. I'm sorry.
Pastor Auto Body, you've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, sponsored by Redding Rancheria right down here at 1326 Market Street. Last privately owned radio station standing around here. And we're real proud of that. And thanks, everybody, for our listeners and our advertisers for doing that. So today, we're with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and they're talking about a fundraiser, playing and praying for peace, a fundraiser for Gaza, entertainment, food, everything. 100% of the donations go to the Gaza Relief, which is part of the United Methodist organization that's on the ground in Gaza and not one of the fly-by-nights. If you want to help people, that it goes, and you never know where your money goes to. 100% goes to the people that need food and water and medical care there. And you were going to say something, Sharon.
Oh yeah. Well, first I just want to preface by saying how grateful I am for this local radio station, because it's a way for our voices to get out there and for us to hear about what's going on. So thank you very much. But I wanted to just say about getting the food to Gaza, this entity gives 100% for food and water, but no one has been able to get food and water in to Gaza. The trucks just sit there at the border. But it's not enough supplies, not enough food, because you know there's more than 2 million people in Gaza. And that's in an area the size of Las Vegas, I just read. But no one can leave. It's like the world's biggest prison. So to feed 2.05 million people, that is a heck of a lot of food. So we need donations, because they're not getting it. And if we have enough food there stockpiled, I think that will compel Israel to open the border and the United States to pressure Israel to stop this stoppage in the food and water for the people. Anyway, I'm so passionate about this that we have found a way to get some money there and pay for food for the starving people.
So you have some money to feed some people, but you haven't managed the opening of the border. I mean, I don't know what would open the border.
It's politics.
I have no clue.
It's
yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
Might have something to do with the Hamas slaughtering 1,400 people.
Yeah.
It might have something to do with that.
Israel's done a pretty good job on their own, killing people in Palestine.
Yeah.
You mean after 1,400 of their uh-huh. citizens were butchered?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, you start a war. You take the consequences.
But let me say about that.
It's the equivalent of 40. Somebody came across the border here in the United States and killed 40,000 people. That's
but
the equivalent.
The people yeah. in Gaza have been, like, imprisoned, and they have had nonviolent weekly demonstrations with tens of thousands of them. And did we ever hear about it? No.
No.
The media, the world media, just turned its back. This was like in 2018 and 2020 through 2020 in there. All those demonstrations, because they were stopped and they were even malnourished then. So what would you do if someone came over and took your house and took your water supply? Would you just sit there and do nothing?
So well, who controlled the Gaza Strip and all the people in there?
Well, Hamas was elected.
It was elected, but
it
you
was
know,
elected.
Our exchange
How many elections have they had since then?
None.
That's right.
Hamas.
Well,
but they were their governors.
That's right.
So
you know, I mean, you'll find in many dictatorships that people don't rise up because, or if they even, you know, if they march, they get killed. In Iraq before Saddam Hussein was taken down, if you had a dish to be able to get news or entertainment, you were killed. So, you know, and unfortunately, the people in Gaza are caught with this, with Hamas running this.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, attacks Israel and Israel strikes back, unfortunately, there is collateral damage. And then what did the Israelis do? But that has...
Which That's really another step.
It's another story, because we're talking about what do you do, how can you get help to the people in Gaza?
Right, and I think one of the things that we have to remember is actually Gaza has been struggling for a long time. This was a piece of that struggle,
mm-hmm.
and it was done by Hamas, but there's a difference between the people of Palestine, I'll call it Palestine, Gaza, then... Hamas, you know, Hamas is a small group of terrorists that run the country, like the Taliban did,
yep.
And we could
still
label
do.
Things all through the yeah. world, actually.
Sure.
But it's very sad when you see the population that elected those folks not getting any services, and then at the same time, it's hard when Israel has bombed and leveled Gaza, so that you can't have stores to go to, you can't have jobs to manage. I mean, now there's nothing. You have 1 million people in tents in a two million people world,
and they're forced to walk from where they had lived to another area, and then forced to walk again. So the communities are very disrupted. And also, I wanted to just say, people think of Palestine or Palestinians as terrorists. That is such a lie.
No, you can't. That's like saying all the Afghans are terrorists.
Right.
No,
it's groups
out of them.
Yeah.
The West Bank is very different from Gaza. And it was given apportioned a lot of land, which has been made smaller and smaller over the years, unfortunately. But they have been attacked all the time by settlers, illegal settlers. And so there are killings.
From Israel.
From Israel.
Well, or I don't know where they're from, but they're Jews. But anyway, they are, they are suffering grave dangers, and the police will do nothing to rein them in. It worries me because, people don't understand that there's no Hamas in the West Bank at all. But why is there all this violence and condoned by the Israeli police? My son even helped train the Israeli IDF in how to inflict damage onto the bad guys, which were the Palestinians for them, and like shoot them in their knees and things like that. And so, you know, I'm not saying... I am not guiltless, because my very son did that in helping them learn how to do that. But Anyway, it is.
It must be an interesting Thanksgiving y'all have.
It's a. Well, and I'm far left, and my husband's far right.
And yeah. Like and I said, you have a daughter and a son that are also.
My daughter's. She was stationed in Iraq during the Saddam Hussein.
Was she in the military?
She was in the CIA.
Oh, okay. God bless her.
Anyway, and she helped him start the first elections in Iraq, and she formed a peace organization called
the Atreides. We should have her on sometime.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't live here. But well, she does, but she's in France right now.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, so I think a lot of people are ignorant. They're lumping Hamas in with Palestinians, in with West Bank people. And, you know, we have to see everyone is a human brother. We are all created by the same creator. And, you know, there's humanity in absolutely every soul.
Okay. We need to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or Subway, depending on how far back you go, is my barbershop of choice. I've been going there since 2007. Never had a bad haircut. Love the place. It was established in 1960. Been in the same location since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop. I make appointments. In fact, I got to call them today and make an appointment to get my haircut this week. And you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. Call them at 530-244-9478. Tim or Logan, both of them great barbers. And it is not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. The only, there's no blow dryers. There's nothing. It's... No, you go in there with your hair. They cut your hair, okay? You know, you don't get your hair washed. You don't get it blown dry or anything. It's not a hair salon. It's the greatest barbershop around in the North State. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. I'm with the talking about this big fundraiser, fundraiser coming up for peace in the Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, Mi Amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
What an appropriate song, my buddy. Gosh. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lunderbach. Let me see. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let's just talk about the residency program for a quick minute here. They have 24 residents working at Shasta Regional Medical Center. These residents are going through all the, you're a doctor and then you have to go through your residency. Well, we have 24 of them right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We talk about keeping doctors here in Redding. I mean, all these things, oh, you can spend money, this and this. We, as a community, have to support Shasta Regional Medical Center and other places that have, residents here to make them feel as welcome as possible. Make them as happy as they could possibly be, and then they're going to stay here.
Maybe.
Well, maybe.
I mean, we have kept a few. There's a few
total.
Of them.
There's 48 total here in our city. How many people know that? You know, what do we as a community need to do to help keep the residents we have here? And Shasta Regional is working on it hard, but and I've got nothing but accolades because they started the program like I guess 2 years ago, and now it's a 3-year program. So every year, the ones that do graduate, the next group comes in. So Shasta Regional Medical Center.
They provide really a lot of services, especially everyday medical care for folks.
Yeah,
you know, so
of course.
I mean, if we didn't have them, we would have that many fewer doctors.
There you go.
Providing services.
Yeah. So, hey, I am here with Susan Wilson and Sue Kermode and Sherry Gans and from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And they have a fundraiser, Playing and Praying for Peace, a fundraiser for Gaza.
And Sherry.
And as soon as you hear that, I know some of you just, you know, you levitated off the chair. They've been working with the United Methodist
Committee on Relief.
Yeah. Okay, who are already on the ground in Gaza. So 100% of the donations proceeds will go to United Methodist COR, and there'll be no overhead cost.
Right.
It'll go to the people there in Gaza. Now.
So do you want to hear something about the wonderful music we're going to
play?
Sure.
Tell us about this.
Okay.
Sherry, get...
All right. Oh, I guess I have to talk into this mic.
I guess you do.
It helps.
Details. First off, every musician who is performing or a person who is reading poetry or... they pay. Everyone is donating, not just their time and their expertise, but we're all in this together that we want to give to Gaza and to those poor starving children. I mean, how can we stand it when we see those photos? So we have an incredible evening for you, but it lasts 3.5 hours. But you get to leave and come as much as you want during the presentations. And and we will have a list up of what it is, or you can email me and I will send you a program, because it's about every 10 minutes we have a different group. There are so many people who are excited about this, and they want to share.
So, do you have some of the names of the groups?
Yeah.
There? Okay. Let's just share those.
Well, there's a flautist from Chico coming up, Sue Constantinides, and she's playing with a violin and a cello. Debussy, do you want to hear details?
No, because we don't have
just
time.
Just a few of the groups.
Okay, and.
Because you have a flautist, but do we have like a rock band? And
those? We have a rock band.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have a Second Baptist New Harvest Church choir. Mm. And we also have the choir from the Methodist Church. Mm. And we have quite a few voice guitar or voice pianos. And we have five cellos all at once up on the stage, and it is so gorgeous. And the Raging Grannies. And
I love them. they sing well.
The Raging Grannies?
The Raging Grannies. But I have to tell you, they're all Democrats.
When you use the word raging, they have to all be Democrats.
Well, you know.
You could say the Lost Raging
thank
Grannies.
Thank you, Cheryl McKinley.
It could be the Lost Raging Grannies.
With Gaza, there's no Democrat and Republican.
Nope.
It's just us against starvation.
I always like to tease him because he's a little more conservative
in Gaza,
than
there
I
is,
am.
You're right. There are, because they don't allow political parties, and Hamas hasn't allowed them.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
there's no freedom.
I mean, here.
Oh.
I mean,
here during this thing, there's no, I understand.
Here
no,
in the
I
United mean. States, because, you know, the Democratic presidents that we have had here in the United States have all given Israel free rein to do whatever they
mm-hmm.
want.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone has a hand in this. We're all, for every bomb that's dropped, you know, that's on our tab. And what is it?
So are you going to play your harp?
I will play my violin and the piano.
Okay.
And we have a Zumba for people in the audience who want to just sit in their chairs and do it. That it is so gorgeous. And we have a trumpeter. And
so there's going to be something going all the time between 5:30 and 9 p.m., but you don't have to stay for it.
No, you don't. There's a piccolo and tuba playing at once.
And singer-songwriters.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a woman singing in Hebrew mm-hmm. and Yiddish. And we have a klezmer band.
Marilyn Troggett.
I have no idea.
Will be on the klezmer
band. I have no idea what a klezmer is.
It's the Jewish Yiddish music of the United States.
Oh. It's a type of music.
1800s.
Is Marilyn, back from Africa?
Yes, she came back suddenly from Africa.
Oh, okay.
There was no water where she was, and so she came back.
Another one of those things that you can only pour in so many millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You gotta have water.
Yeah.
And we have fiddlers. We have Abu Bakr.
Okay.
From the mosque.
All right, we've got an idea now.
Okay.
We've got an idea.
He's excited now.
I'm overwhelmed. Sure.
Good.
I'm sorry. You know what? I love you guys. I'm, you know what? You're doing this out of your hearts for the, you know, to do something. You know, we don't have to agree on everything you've said or even most of what you said. But, you know, you don't want to see people suffering. They don't have to be. And unfortunately, when you start a war, it's
nobody wins.
Well, no, that's not true. Because you do win. But the people.
Whether you should or not.
What do you mean whether you should or not? You know, you want to start a war. Imagine if somebody came across our border and did that, wouldn't you want to strike back at the people who did that?
We did. When they took down the Twin Towers.
We did for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, was it all good ideas? I'm not going to get into that. We're not talking about that. But when somebody starts a war, unfortunately, the people that suffer are not usually the ones that started it.
Oh, no.
Now, in Hamas's case, they're pretty much wiped out. But unfortunately, civilians are impacted.
Right.
So if there was a way to fight a war, that would just be the ones that started it could fight it.
And
that would be great.
That would be great. To half of the deaths have been children.
Yeah.
And they are not politically motivated here. They just want to survive.
You know, it takes out a generation, too. I mean, the same thing in Somalia.
Well, and half of the population is children.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but
we're not going to solve this here.
No.
And we will agree.
But
to
we are going
to
have wonderful
things.
Music and raise some money.
This will be the city of Reading, people that want to help people in need. That's what this is about.
So,
and this is why, you know, I support y'all coming on here to talk about it. We, you know, we'll probably never agree about that war or about the Palestinians. That's okay. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about helping people. I mean, you know, there's probably billions of dollars of aid that people are trying to do. I don't see a lot from their surrounding Islamic countries, Muslim countries.
But I hear differently. You know, I hear that they're taking people
Turkey closed the border.
Well, Turkey might have, but Egypt has provided a tremendous amount of hospitalization, hospital care.
Well, that's good to
transferring,
hear.
Transferring, you know, picking up kids and adults and taking them over to Egypt, resolving the problem, bringing the mothers with the kids. That kind of thing. So Egypt has really stepped up. That's the one thing that I do know.
Okay. The one thing I do know, it's break time.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Reading's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Yeah, I love that song.
Yes, I know.
Everybody here, you know, took their... No, I'm just kidding. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. We're here with Susan Wilson and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Sue Kermode and Sherry Gans, and they're Playing and Praying for Peace, Fundraiser for Gaza. Now, somebody called in. Thank you very much, whoever called in. It's going to be Friday, September 5th. From 5:30 to 9 p.m. at St. James Lutheran Church at 2500 Shasta View Drive here in Reading. Friday, September 5th, starts at 5:30, St. James Lutheran Church on Shasta View Drive right here in Reading. 100% of the proceeds go to Gaza Relief. Be food there, and you're not going to be selling food, but people can donate money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's going to be music, all different types of music.
We want
and
money.
Sherry, Sherry was telling us that, I've never even heard some of the music, but that's not unusual because
there's a wonderful variety.
If it's not Toby Keith, I have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
A wonderful variety.
Now, one of the things we talked about is this isn't a political thing, and the main thing is getting food and medical. And the reason that the money will go to the people and not to just some diverse organization, is Sue, you all are locked in with the United Methodist, I don't know what COR stands for.
Committee on Relief.
Okay. They are on the ground right now.
Right.
They're not at the border. They're on the ground. So when the money comes in and for them, and there's no overhead cost. All the money goes in. They can then buy food, medical supplies, and all that and hand it out.
Correct.
Because there are a lot of trucks stuck at the border, even though we just saw here in the last few days, they're trying to put 500 trucks through every day, unfortunately, when people are starving, and the trucks don't always make it. They'll be stopped. They'll be stolen. These kind of things.
How many trucks to feed 2 million people?
I have no idea.
More than 300, I bet.
You know, we could just drop MREs to everybody, but that would
be. Didn't they do that for a while?
That would be called, cruel and unusual punishment, probably.
Well, it crushed the little girl, one of their overhead drops.
Well, you know what? But what if it saved 500?
Well, I guess the drops just carry a tiny portion of what a truck can carry.
Yes.
Well,
Of course.
Trucks are better.
The bottom line is what you are doing doesn't have anything to do politically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
And
I've been hearing this during the breaks and everything. They could care less.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they care, but this is to help children
and their families.
They don't have access to a lot of things.
Right. And if you can't make it to the event, but you would like to donate, you can do it one of two ways. You could call a toll-free number, 888-252-6174, and tell them you're donating to the advance code number 14908A, and 100% of your money will go right to Gaza Relief, or you can make a check out to FUMC, that's First United Methodist Church, mail it to 1825 East Street, Reading, and in your memo line, just write Gaza Relief, and we will make sure that 100% of that donation goes to Gaza Relief also.
Okay.
Is there anyone they can call locally, Sue, to get more information or something?
Yeah, they can call Sherry or myself.
Uh-huh.
My number is 530-945-6984.
And so, mine is 530-941-1019.
But if you're calling to complain, call Susan Wilson.
Yeah, call me.
Yeah.
Don't call them.
Just an example that now is starting to open up more, that a kilogram of flour is now $4 compared with $11 2 weeks ago.
Awesome.
And sugar is $7 compared to $73
Woo.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Woo. So, I mean, so stuff's getting through, yeah. But, you know, frankly, you know, your hearts, I try to look at people's hearts.
Yeah.
We'll never agree on political things.
And it doesn't matter
Doesn't matter if
right.
you want to help people
yes.
that need help. And that's what you're doing.
That's right.
Okay.
So again,
I can live with that.
Yeah. Again, Friday, September 5th at 5:30, runs till 9 o'clock. All kinds of music, food.
What kind
at
of food?
St. James
what
Lutheran
what kind of food?
Church.
We've got hamburgers, chicken burgers, veggie burgers with chips, cookies, and a soda. All of that, you Free. Donate.
How about yeah. hot dogs?
No.
She said that with a real sad
about,
tone.
No, Hebrew National hot dogs.
No.
My friend's bringing brownies. That ought to bring in
That ought to bring people.
People.
Yeah, yeah.
Hamburgers.
Chicken burgers.
Chicken burgers, veggie burgers.
Yeah.
And chips.
We were looking at
drinks.
Pork and decided that was not a smart thing to do with
in the situation.
Right.
You'd be surprised at how many people will eat pork when they're starving.
Oh, or yeah. drink alcohol, you know.
When they're starving?
No. Anytime.
And even people have tried drinking seawater mm-hmm. in Gaza yeah. lately. And, of course, it kills you, I
yeah.
think.
Yeah, it will.
It makes you very sick, for sure.
Yeah.
This is going to take this, you know, solution until they release hostages is going to be like this. I mean, when it gets down to it, Israelis shut down things until the Hamas said, we'll give you back the hostages, which they still haven't.
So there's a few left, and I would imagine not many of them are alive.
Well, we don't know, but how would you like to be somebody that lost a family member?
Oh, no.
And not even know. Well, I mean, it's not like Hamas doesn't know where they're at.
They're being tortured.
Those family members who lost people, they're the ones asking for the bombing to stop, for there to be a ceasefire, so they can go in and get their people.
Well,
yeah, they're the very
back,
ones.
It all comes back to the remaining Hamas that are out there.
It's politics.
Unfortunately. And, just imagining how they feel. It's been, 2 years? And
the Almost ones 2 years.
The
October.
Ones they get, the ones they do get back, you're right, they have been tortured.
Yeah.
You know, and when you think you're going to be killed, somebody tells you we're going to kill you every day.
And the four of us here may not agree on things, but we could do a better job.
A better job of what?
Of running the world. We
let
all
be,
at least have
be.
A good heart.
Let me be king for the day. Or a month.
I want to be a goddess.
Okay. One last time. We're talking about the ladies here from different organizations are doing, Sue and Sherry and Susan, are putting on a Playing and Praying for Peace fundraiser for Gaza. Entertainment, food, it's all going to be, and it's all free, mm-hmm. right? It's all free. They're just looking for donations. It's going to be Friday, September 5th, mm-hmm. From 5:30 to 9 p.m. at St. James Lutheran Church at 2500 Shasta View Drive in Reading. Everything's being donated, and 100% of the proceeds go to United Methodist organization on the ground in Gaza, so it will get to them where they can then help provide money, mainly, I guess, money so that people can buy food and get mm-hmm. water and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Food's starting to come in, but as I've said, you know, depending on where you're at, food may not get to the people.
That's right.
For a
That's
variety
right.
of reasons. So, but they've got the people right there on the ground, and it's working. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, thanks, ladies, for
Thank
being
you.
Here.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you
us.
Thank you for this program.
Well,
Yay.
Tell
Yay.
Your friends with businesses to advertise here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot of Democrats doing that. I'm just kidding. Hey, tomorrow. I don't even know who's going to be on tomorrow. It'll be me and Pat Karch. We'll be Pat Karch and me. We'll have a show. No, I'll find somebody today because the people we have regularly scheduled, we moved them to another week or so because they have a big event coming up too. Yeah. They wanted to talk about it.
There are a lot of events coming up locally.
Oh my God.
Some great events coming up locally.
Super. You've got the Stillwater Powwow. You've got all of these things happening around here. There's always something going on right here. Anyway,
here's a
have
cookie.
A great. No, I don't have time. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.